You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
ESPN's Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears beat, abruptly cuts an interview short during a Chicago radio appearance. So this was Friday. She was appearing on ESPN Chicago's Cap and J Hood morning show. Of course, wanting to talk about Caleb Williams, expected number one overall pick. The Bears having that selection. She was at the combine in Indianapolis. Looks like she was on Zoom or some sort of video conference because it's visible on their either TV or streaming simulcast of the show. So we'll just take it right from the beginning here.
Good morning to you, Courtney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you very much. We were able to play some of the sound from Caleb Williams in his press conference at Indianapolis. What did you glean from the conversation?
I mean, he's incredibly confident, right? You guys took that as much as we did. It was such an incredible display of people that were there to watch him and everything else that kind of unfolded. All right.
All right, we'll put it on hold. We'll get back to Courtney in a moment.
And they never got back.
There's nothing worse than actually giving an interview and then having it come back to your ear about a second later.
Sure, but to drop the F-bomb in that spot.
Take the headphones
out. She had to know she was on, I would think. Right?
I'll tell you what, man, I'd hire her in a second.
100%. Yes. I love this. This was the greatest thing ever. And this is what I don't understand. I know not every show is the same, but this is a morning show out there, right?
Yeah.
So she does this live on the air. They obviously have to dump it. But then after that, they pretend like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
They go on and they're just like, well, okay, we'll try to get her back in a little bit. You know, and I'm like, what? Then, well, if you did listen to Caleb, think about Caleb Williams. Like, how do you not stop?
Yeah, they got very awkward.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's funnier and more interesting than any other stupid Caleb Williams point that you're going to make. That she just did this.
She just snapped.
And you just move right on like that?
Moving right along.
Well, maybe that's the ESPN way of doing things.
Oh, yeah. Do you know? Are they like a
I think they are ESPN 1000. I don't know.
Are they a funny morning show or just a...
I don't care what you are.
Meat and potatoes morning
show. But still, anybody that's got any skill in this business takes that moment and does something with it as opposed to going, we'll try to get a little technical difficulties.
The long pause.
I think I would have said, Eddie, you think she's PO'd and then have you play it back like five times.
Oh, we'd be laughing our asses off.
Yes.
Jeweler, hello?
All right. Put her on hold.
All right, okay.
Put her on hold.
She did comment to the Chicago Sun-Times after that.
Okay.
She said, clearly, 5 long days at the combine caught up with me and were a catalyst behind my sleep-deprived on-air flub.
Interesting. She went to a newspaper outlet because I checked her Twitter. I checked her replies, and there was no reference of it. In fact, she even posted she went on vacation. This was Friday, and I finished at the combine. Posted a picture from the ski slopes. Hey, I'm off for the next few days.
Al, call her. Let's get her on.
She's on the slopes. Yeah, I mean,
she did a national hit later that day, like on regular ESPN television. So,
I mean, there's no reason to apologize for it.
No, whatever. But you think you would make, you know, like you said, poke fun at it a little bit. The hosts for sure, and she could have as well. But hey, she gave her quote to the Sun-Times. So there you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.